She clutched him to her and cried for Proxy, who had died trying to save him, in return for being freed in Raxus Prime, and for those whose hopes and dreams seemed sure to follow. She cried for herself and the life she had lost when Darth Vader had betrayed them the first time around. She cried for the Rebel Alliance, which had died just moments after it had been born. She cried for all the people of the galaxy, whose fate rested in such weak and fallible hands. He patted weakly at her shoulder, as though to comfort her, and that only made it worse. Eventually, the flood of grief eased, and she had herself back under control.
"We need to move," she said.
He nodded, and then winced, as he shifted his right leg underneath him. His bones must be shattered into 1,000 pieces, she thought. Nevertheless, he was able to stand and even to walk with only a small amount of assistance. They almost lost their balance a couple of times going up the ramp, but soon the warmth of the ship enfolded them both. He collapsed, shivering, into the co-pilot's seat and put his head in his hands while she warmed up the drives and prepared for liftoff. She retraced his terrible fall down the cliff face. When they came to the top, he shakily reached out a hand and said, "Stop here." Before them lay the scene of Vader's treachery. He stared at it, then said, "My lightsaber." She understood. Moving painfully but with every limb in full working order, he walked back to the ramp and waited for her to open it. When the ship was in position, he dropped out of it and limped into the Eagle's Nest. He didn't waste any time, reappearing seconds later with his lightsaber unlit in his hand. The moment she heard his boots on the deck, she shut the ramp, activated the cloak, and headed for the skies. "They're gone," he said as he eased himself back into the seat. "Vader took them all. To the Emperor."
"I don't understand," she said. "Why would Vader let us, encourage us to destroy so many Imperial targets?"
"To sell the deception," he said. "Credit starships, Imperial lives, they're all meaningless to Vader. He needed me to find the Emperor's enemies, no matter the cost. And I did exactly what he wanted." She could see his grief visibly turning to anger as he realized just how much he'd been played for a fool by his master. She reached out and placed a hand on his shoulder.
"Yes, you did do what he wanted. There's no point hiding from it. And now, the fate of the Alliance rests on your shoulders. The question is, what are you going to do about it?"
He glanced up at her, startled by her honesty, and then looked down at the lightsaber hilt in his lap, wrestling with his emotions and thoughts. She retracted her hand and let him think. When he raised his head and turned to her, he was resolved. "We're going after Vader," he said in a fierce but level voice. "And the rebels." She nodded tightly. They had cleared the atmosphere and were accelerating away from the planet's busy skylanes.
"Where?"
she asked.
"I don't know,"
he admitted. "Not yet."